The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I have some articles I will get to. I want to begin with out of Breitbart.com. This was on Thursday of last week. There was a violent, this is the name of the title of the article, Palestinian TV airs musical calling to attack Israelis everywhere. A violence-themed musical broadcast on Palestinian Authority television called to fight Israelis everywhere with blood and stones as Palestinian violence continues to escalate during the Muslim holy month Ramadan. Appearing on PA TV, the musical titled The Journey of a Nation depicts the struggle of the Palestinians over a century, apparently from decades before the establishment of the State of Israel. One half Palestinian Authority TV airs Gaza musical encouraging Palestinians to fight the enemy in all of Israel with machine guns, RPGs, daggers, and bombs. As I've mentioned before, this is the beginning of something that is going to shake the world in the very near future. The terrorist groups in the nations surrounding Israel, they are quietly talking amongst themselves, and they are planning to attack Israel. I give you the prophecy in Psalm 83. You'll have to read it. Okay, and then in the name of Allah, we are challenging the enemy with our free people, with stones. Our young people are rebelling. Our lands will be regained, and our shame will be washed away. Only with blood and stones, rise up, rise up, rise up. Hey, hey, hey. This was the musical. Less than 2 weeks following the musical's airing, a suspected car ramming attack in Tel Aviv left one man dead and seven others injured. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called attention to the subsequent Palestinian celebrations. He said, quote, Palestinians are celebrating the murder of Italian citizen Alessandro Perini. Let it sink in. Share the truth, he tweeted. Then hours earlier, two British Israeli sisters were shot dead at the hands of Islamic extremists. Their mother, who was also injured during the shooting, died days later. This violence is going to continue, and they are radicalizing and have continued, will always radicalize these young Palestinian children. And Donald Trump, when he went to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, half a year into his term, first term, he told the Arab nations that if you don't root out and if you fund this type of terrorism, it'll destroy you, your countries, your children, your future. This is what he was talking about right here. Well, we're going to continue to watch what's happening in the Middle East. There is a, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verse 12, it's actually the whole chapter is about the period of time in which we live right now. It's more looking into the future, maybe 6-8 years, but it is 9 years even. It is talking about present day America and the present day world. And in verse 12, it says that there's going to come a time when men are going to be so rare, because there will be so few men, that they will be more precious than the gold of Ophir. The gold of Ophir was a very peculiar type of gold. I think it had a little orange tint to it. And they believe that this gold came from Peru. The ships, I think, during Solomon's reign, were bringing gold from Peru, and it was very rare. But it says that men are going to be even more rare. And there's another verse, I was looking for it, and it says that men are going to be so rare, they're going to be more valuable than gold. Also, it says that there are going to be seven women who will ask a man, "Let us use your last name. You don't have to marry us. You don't have to provide for us. You don't need to financially worry about a thing. Just let us use your last name or your name so we don't die widow." We're there. Rick Rodriguez, the present priest.
The Naturally Inspired Health Summit. Real solutions for healthy living. June 24th at The Ranch in Loveland, next to the Budweiser Event Center. Come and meet local providers like Gail Lynn, inventor of the Harmonic Egg, adapted athlete Rustin Hughes from Be Bold Adapted Living, Christy Sullivan from Vitality for Life, Christy Hall from Living Well Health Group, Children's Health Defense, and Weston A. Price Foundation. Get your tickets now before prices increase. Visit NaturallyInspiredHealthSummit.com.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Call out the instigators, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right.
I know you want to know what's going to happen in the years before the Lord Jesus returns a second time. Well, this is one of the indicators that men will be rare from war. There will be few men. Gold of Ophir won't be as valuable as men. And I did find the verse where it talks about that men are going to be so rare. This is out of, that verse is out of Isaiah chapter 13, verse 12. Men will be as rare as the gold of Ophir. Now, out of Isaiah verse 4, chapter 4, verse 1, it says that there will be seven women at the end of the world, and they'll take hold of one man, and they will ask, they'll plead with this individual. They'll say, we will eat our own bread, we'll provide our own apparel, we'll pay for our nails, our hairdos, we'll take care of everything. But just let us use your last name, that we can be called by your name, to take away our reproach. Or, we don't want to die never have been married. Back in those days, it was a shame for women to never marry. Well, today in our world, the time in which we live, that's not necessarily true. But still, Isaiah is saying that women, there'll be 7 to 1. This is how rare men will be. Now, with that, at the end of the world, all of the nations are going to call up their young men and women for war. So this is last Friday. This is out of RT.com. President Putin signs a new conscription law. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday signed into law an amended conscription and mobilization rules, establishing a unified digital database of citizens subject to military service. The measure was fast-tracked through the legislature in Moscow in less than a week. The Ministry of Digital Development was tasked with establishing the registry, which will be operated by the Ministry of Defense. The government will draw on its existing databases to populate the registry, including tax, election, medical, police, and court records, and those drawn from employers and universities. The register will help track and summons sent out to eligible conscripts, not just by mail, but now also electronically using the appropriate platforms, such as the State Services Portal. And I can't pronounce this name, the Gosuslugi. The summons will be considered served within 7 days of being posted to the registry. From the moment the summons is issued, the recipient will not be allowed to leave Russia. The new law also introduces penalties for failing to report. Those who do not respond to the summons within 20 days without a valid exemption will not be allowed to register a business, a vehicle, or real estate, to obtain bank loans. Various regions and republics may also limit or discontinue the payment of benefits and other government support. Such decisions may be appealed, of course, in court, however. The amendments were introduced by the State Duma's Defense Committee on April 10th. The lower chamber voted to pass them the following day. The Russian Senate approved them on April 12th. So, what has just happened is, Russia is all in for the Biden administration, for the New World Order. Russia is all in. Russia is all in because China is all in. Russian law prescribes 1 year of mandatory military service for male citizens between the ages of 18 and 27. two rounds of conscription are concluded each year, with the size of the call-up specified by a presidential decree. Russia is all in. And this is exactly what Empire was hoping wouldn't happen. Well, let's go another step further. The nations of the world are going to prepare, ready, train their young people, male, female, for the coming wars that will take place in the decade in which we live now presently. We can't avoid it. We can't stop it. It's going to happen. Militaries of the world, soldiers in the militaries of the world, France, Germany, European nations, NATO nations, America, Canada, and even in the Arab countries, they know what is coming cannot be avoided. There's going to be universal war. This isn't going to be like World War I or World War II just on the battlefields in Europe. No, this is going to be universal. It's going to be on every continent. Now, out of FoxNews.com, this was on Saturday, April 15th, the day that you needed to have your taxes taken care of, or else suffer the consequences. Beijing this week announced revisions to its conscription policy and said that should China enter a state of war, which it will, veterans and educated college students can expect to be on top of the list to be drafted. China has positioned these changes as a necessary step to modernize the People's Liberation Army and bolster its combat effectiveness. It fits into the context of the PLA's modernization. Hein Ko Klink, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for East Asia and Military Attaché to China, told Fox News Digital. The PLA has historically been military based on conscripts from the countryside. I think Chinese President Xi Jinping is trying to further bolster his communist bona fide by ensuring that all segments of Chinese society are a part of the national military buildup. One top official in China's Central Military Commission told the PLA newspaper this week that colleges and universities play an essential role in recruiting and that there is a particular interest in female and male students or graduates with a background in science, technology, engineering, mathematics. It also plans to instate a new standardized recruitment process that will implement steps to improve the physical, mental, and political assessments of recruits. They want the best. Be all you can be. But the thing is, with the Chinese and with the other militaries, they don't always have to take the best. They'll take what's available, like they're doing in Ukraine presently. If you're 50 years old and you're male, doesn't matter if you're married and have children, you're going to be given a weapon and sent out into the battlefield, and your chances to live 4 hours are very slim. Link explained that the revisions to China's conscription policies were not necessarily a surprise, though the timing has prompted some pause for concern. The timing, we'll see why. The announcement came just days after top U.S. lawmakers traveled to Taiwan in a show of deterrence against Chinese aggression, which occurred simultaneously with a trip by Taiwanese President Chai Ing-wen to the U.S., where she met with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The Chinese are usually pretty good when it comes to messaging and consistency, he added. This is what Klink's saying. I think that this is, once again, an indication that we should not anticipate the Chinese Communist Party softening its stance on Taiwan, softening its stance on the South China Sea, or any other contentious geopolitical issue of concern. China's latest policy changes would add to its more than 2 million strong ranks. So, conscription. Just like Isaiah said, at the end of the world, the time before the Battle of Armageddon, all of the nations are going to take the machinery that is used for building or for planting and harvesting. They're going to take the fuel. They're going to stop production of machinery. They're going to turn these factories and industries into industries to make bullets, bombs, whatever is needed on the battlefield. MREs, you name it. So, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping are summoning and mustering their armies and the people of their nations for the coming wars. Now, speaking of war, you know, the last war we had, supposedly, was World War II. After World War II, we didn't have another formally declared war. Even in Vietnam, we call it the Vietnam War, it really still wasn't a declared war in the sense of what World War II was. After World War II, and this is out of another article out of whatdoesitmean.com, this was out of April 15th also. There weren't any more wars, there were only military operations or military conflicts throughout the, you know, especially the Middle East. And this was an article that was written by Theodore Adorno, and he said that I believe we are gradually approaching the heated phase of a new global conflict, leading to a clash of entire armies, as we are now seeing in Ukraine. Christ said there would be wars and rumors of wars, and we've had the rumors of wars to the present. Now we are going to have wars. He said, unfortunately, we're not turning back to the former definition of war. And I'll continue with this. Very enlightening. The Present Truth, 1360KHC.com, your podcast.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say, my guys aren't going down there? Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Hey, 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
So anyhow, Theodore Arnault, he's a philosopher, and he's looking back at what has happened, what had happened after World War II, and he said, unfortunately, well, I'll read just what he'd started to say, and then I'll continue. I believe we are gradually approaching the heated phase of a new global conflict, leading to a clash of entire armies, as we are now seeing in Ukraine. Unfortunately, we are turning back to the former definition of war, a war of peoples, a clash of civilizations. Beyond the sluggish hybrid format, it is emerging as a global conflict involving many parties. Well, how many parties are in Ukraine presently? The Germans, some French, many English, America, Special Forces, CIA. You have forces out of the NATO nations, Canadians. So this is right, a global conflict involving many parties. That's the direction we're heading in, and as far as he can see, no prerequisites for turning back. And that's a very good point. I'll emphasize that point. No turning back. This is exactly what the prophets of Israel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, I can go on, were saying about the last 10-year period that precedes the second return of Jesus Christ. And just in the year before Armageddon, the armies gathered at Megiddo and in Israel, China, Russia won't be there. Russia's going to be destroyed 7 years before that. All of the Antichrist armies of the West, the Islamic armies, they'll all be gathered. There is no turning back. The machine to weaponize the nations has been, might say, the switch has been thrown. There's going to be less, again, less equipment for farming, more equipment for war. Now, talking about unity, see, in the latter half of the 20th century, he says, people became more united. They wanted to feel responsible for their common destiny. But on the other hand, what kind of unity are we talking about when already in 1946, Prime Minister Winston Churchill declared the Cold War during his Fulton speech against Russia? Because now the globalists, this plan with globalism couldn't really develop until the late 1800s with Cecil Rhodes. He put the concept together, the round table, Bilderbergers, a small group of people giving direction economically, militarily to the nations, and it began. But by the end of World War II, now the threat was, yes, Germany, which really wasn't a threat. Germany was a pawn. But now Russia and Germany, Hitler's plan, America's plan using Hitler, the English plan using Hitler, the plan of other nations using Hitler to destroy, to move forces into Moscow, failed. It wasn't just Adolf Hitler. No, this was a CIA, there was no CIA, OSS, other military agencies using Hitler to get into Moscow and destroy Russia. It failed. It had to fail. It's in the Bible. Russia had to continue into the future, regardless of how many times the West, via the English Pilgrim Society and Pilgrim Society out of New York, attempted to destroy Russia. They couldn't, because Russia has a destiny in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. They have to become a great power, and they're going to attempt to invade Israel with other nations. So immediately after the act of Germany's unconditional surrender was signed, the former allies began planning military actions against the USSR. It's more appropriate to say that the war never ended. It just took on a new form. True. Absolutely true. Then, I really enjoyed this article because there's another philosopher, Francis Fukuyama. He believed that all humanity was ready to enter peaceful coexistence since the victory of one idea over another had finally taken place. Now he shifts from the battlefield to the war of ideas. This is very tricky, as I'm going to explain. I think I knew this, but it's not just about, I had a sense that this is more than just fighting for territory. So when I read this article, I thought, oh, that's it. So generally in classic warfare, the war ends with an agreement. And he says, I'd like to believe that there are still room for negotiations. But, he says, experience is now showing and proving that the West / Empire is simply not up to it today. You see, Empire has a destiny too. Empire is going to destroy the nations of the world that won't go along with Empire's globalist objectives through Antichrist. He says, you know, Carl Schmitt defined such a notion as an absolute enemy. This is an enemy with whom you can't negotiate. We're talking about Empire right now. We're talking about the United States. You can't negotiate, since he has only one goal: total annihilation. One goal.
Reasons to own gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey, Sharp community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever seem to be in it all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm trying to mind my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts help you get by.
Okay, the reason I'm staying on this is because Carl Schmitt defined a notion, this notion, as an absolute enemy. And this is an enemy with whom you cannot negotiate, since he has only one goal, total annihilation. This is the New World Order. not necessarily physical annihilation, but primarily the destruction of self-identity. This is exactly what is happening today. You have nothing, and you'll be grateful. And with the AI technology, with what they're trying to do by making each human being an antenna, a device to absorb the 5G, 10G, and be a transmitter, you'll be just, there'll be not annihilation of self. Self-identity. The absolute enemy is not capable of dialogue since he sees no point in it. This is the United States and Ukraine militarily. But at the same time, the absolute enemy is not capable of dialogue, talking about you being completely controllable. There's no point in that. Today, the West sees no point in negotiating with Russia. I'm kind of jumping back and forth through ideas here. Western elites believe that their truth is absolute and non-negotiable. With Russia, absolute, non-negotiable. At the same time, I'm going to have to negotiate with this phone here, shut the thing off. So with the Ukraine, non-negotiable. With you being a transmitter to all of this new technology and what has been sprayed in the air, what has been injected in mankind, what is being put in your food, this is non-negotiable. You are going to be a transmitter. You're going to be controlled through waves in the air that you can't see. So, going on. In a way, this is a unique situation, the likes of which we have not seen in human history. The conflict is final and absolute. It has strong eschatological background. This is a war of ideas and only ideas. We will never win this war. You can't win this war. This is true. And so this absolute enemy here in Empire, the total annihilation of whatever stands in the way of world hegemony and total annihilation of your self-identity, you are not going to be allowed to make your own decisions. So it's working two ways. Now here's this mad individual. Listen to this person, Democrat Party leader, Senator Joe Manchin. He led a delegation of his fellow lawmakers to Ukraine this week, which was last week, where he proclaimed, "In my lifetime, I have never seen the United States in a more just war." This guy is totally deceived and intentionally. It's going with the article, going on with the article, an actual demonic and untrue proclamation coming at the same time American lawmakers are using the Ukraine conflict distraction to slam on their own peoples, and I talked about this last week. I ran this program Monday and I ran it Friday. I had a doctor's appointment. I had to run this one again. This is the one I chose. The Restrict Act. The Restrict Act. In an eerie semblance of George Orwell's 1984, the restricting the emergency of security threats that risk information and communication technologies act, or Restrict Act, looms as a dark cloud over American liberties. Branded as a mere tick-tock ban, this act possesses a sweeping reach that would empower the federal government to designate any nation a foreign adversary. Here we go, not just we in this country. Ban online services and products, even indirectly controlled by an entity within their jurisdiction, and severely punish Americans who engage in almost any transaction with them. So they will decide what nations you are not to have business with. Now, I'm going to tell you the nations you're not going to be allowed to have any interaction with. Any nation that is going to be part of the BRICS system network. any system that is going to be in the multipolar world, digital system of banking, commerce, trade, etc. If you have anything to do in the Antichrist system, Antichrist will lock you down. And if you don't trade within his system, this is why the Restrict Act is here, why they're trying to pass it. This Restrict Act is a Antichrist Act law for the United States of America specifically. And it may be some of the European nations are going to be forced to comply to some degree with this. But for we in this country, it is going to keep us from trading with a multipolar world nation. Rick Rodriguez presents the 1360KHNC.com podcast.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to KHNC listeners. He is giving us great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets and the new MyPillow 2.0. For these buy one, get one free offers and a special free shipping program, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC or call 800-948-8229. That's MyPillow.com or 800-948-8229 and use promo code KHNC.
Visit MyPillow.com.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some
precious moments, that's all I have, seconds, minutes and seconds to try to cram in thought. Howard Kunstler, he released an open letter. How's the war going? And he said, how's the war going? Do you mean the war over Ukraine or the U.S. government's war against its own people? The first war, Ukraine, has mostly destroyed Europe, though apparently the denizens of Germany, Holland, et al. Haven't figured that out yet. Europe's industrial economy is toast without affordable Russian natural gas supplies. We turned off the pipeline for that in September, destroyed it, and nobody in Europe objected. They just sucked it up, went back to smoking cigarros, that's cigarettes, and they're at their cafe tables. A year or so from now, maybe nobody in Europe will have enough money for a cappuccino or a cigarro, which is a cigarette, and maybe they'll start asking the metal mollusks who run things some questions. The main thing about Ukraine war is the United States doesn't want it to end. You understand, it's not about any fairy tale principles such as freedom for Ukraine. It's about bleeding Russia, no matter how many dead Ukrainians it takes. And then you got the propaganda campaign, which is firing, backfiring. So far, everything we've done to promote the conflict has backfired on the Western civ. Most of the rest of the world recognizes that the U.S. has gone insane. They are taking careful steps to decouple from us, mainly to stop using our money for international trade. This is exactly what this Restrict Act is about. Companies that are individual CEOs, you individually, if you do anything with any of these nations that are not going to be part of unipolar world system, you are on a list. They will take your account. They will put you in jail. They will disappear you. You are not going to be allowed to work with the multipolar world nations. You're not going to be allowed. You're not going to trade with them. They don't want you to have visas to those nations to go and travel, a second passport to live there. If the world stops using the dollar in trade, the dollars will lose value. So with the trillions of U.S. bond paper held by other countries, which said countries will seek to unload as quickly as possible? They're already beginning. And we are going to drop the U.S. petrodollar. And we are. This is why pushing to go to this digital system. It is the perfect system for control. The digital system that is being put together by Russia, China, and the other nations in the multipolar world group of nations, in the BRICS nations plus Mexico, plus Venezuela, plus Brazil, not Brazil, plus Arab countries. These nations are going to be able to trade with their own digital network, their own digital system. There are going to be protections for them. You won't have protections in this society. You won't have them. Not in the land of Antichrist. You'll have zero protections. Until tomorrow, 1360kagency.com for podcasts, to the Present Truth section, Rick Rodriguez. Talk to you tomorrow. See you then. Have a good evening. Have a cappuccino and a cigarro. So have a cigarette and a cup of coffee. Talk to you later.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.